The Texas foster care system has been in the spotlight, and it's likely to get even more attention in coming months as lawmakers prepare to look at what's going on with child protective services in the state. We've all heard stories about kids bouncing around from one foster placement to another or getting caught in a virtual revolving door, which Marissa Gonzalez of Texas CPS says is not how it's supposed to work.
When a child first comes into foster care, it is temporary, and the whole idea is for them to be able to be safely reunited with their parents.
But how long is a child supposed to stay in foster care? Today's story is about Eve, a young baby in foster care in Texas. She's the daughter of Courtney Meeks and William Welch. We met the couple last fall when they were homeless and struggling with addiction months before Eve's birth. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz picks up the story.
From the day Eve was born, almost 6 months ago, a host of people have made decisions on her behalf, trying to achieve her best interest. Although her parents are around, they've had little input in these decisions. First, doctors released Eve's mother, Courtney Meeks, from the hospital, but kept baby Eve. This is Meeks on the day she was released.
She was a little premature and she's underweight, and her and I might have HIV, so they're waiting on the test results.
Eve stayed in the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit for a couple of weeks. Then, Child Protective Services took over her care because Meeks tested positive for drugs. A month later, when Meeks was able to secure a spot in a rigorous rehab program and showed progress in her treatment, Eve was able to join her mother. William Welch, Eve's dad, and I met Meeks and baby Eve during drug court one day.
Come here, Mama.
Say hi, Joy.
Eve is a calm baby. Court went on for hours, and she hardly ever fussed. She's a good baby, Meeks told me. Even Eve's foster mother said so. While the foster mother had 9 other kids, she told Courtney Eve was the best behaved. I can't verify that Eve as an infant was one of 10 kids under the care of a single foster family. That type of information is zealously guarded by privacy laws and CPS, but it's not unheard of that good foster parents are often asked to go above and beyond. That day in court, Meeks graduated part of the program and was able to move into a sober house with baby Eve.
Which way?
This is actually my room, but we can sit in the room here in a minute.
Yeah. Eve was asleep. Her face looked round and pink. Her legs had folds in them.
Yeah, she just went to the pediatrician on Friday. She's getting chunky.
Meeks looked at Eve. Her skin looked healthy. She had just baked a cake. It was her 30th birthday.
I was thinking about maybe going to like culinary school, do cooking stuff because I loved cook.
Back when she was homeless, Meeks told me what she missed the most about being in a house was having a kitchen. While in rehab, meals were provided for her. But at the sober house, the kitchen was her playground.
I'm like, I can cook what I want. I can eat what I want.
A few minutes later, Eve woke up and Meeks went back to being mom. But that night, my phone wouldn't stop dinging with text messages from Meeks' partner, William Welch. Courtney's at the hospital, read one. No one will tell me what's wrong, read another one. Finally one that read, she overdosed. I don't know who can take Eve. Welch was also at a sober home and wasn't allowed to take the baby. The last message of the night read, Eve back with CPS. Marissa Gonzalez is a CPS spokesperson.
When a child comes into CPS custody, it's always temporary in the beginning.
The first goal is reunification, finding a way for the parents to be able to care for their kids. For Meeks, that meant going back to rehab. At court again, she whispered into her attorney's ears, if I stayed for 90 days, could Eve be with me the last 60 days? Her attorney responded, possibly. That didn't happen. Meeks overdosed again. Today, she has a crucial CPS hearing in court that will determine what's next for Eve.
They can either return to their parents, they can go to someone else permanently, another family member permanently, or they can be freed up for adoption, or they can just be placed in CPS's permanent custody. And so the outcomes for those children differ widely depending on what the permanent decision is about custody that the court makes for them.
A permanent decision is usually made 1 year after a child is in CPS care because officials don't want kids to go through the system's revolving door indefinitely. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.